Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's what the recent by-election looked like in Toronto. Looks like the Grey replacement is in full swing. Plan to leave if you can. I'm like Richard Cooper not leaving Toronto because of family ties. But being gone 6 months during the year makes me stay sane. It's not only the minorities that don't assimilate are getting elected, but women too. It's a double whammy that's going to take the country down. Wherever I go, I know that these types of people will probably follow me. Up next, here are the benefits of minimalism with Stephen Adams, living like this even though he makes $14 million a year. All a man needs is his bed and peace, and that's probably going to help keep the gold diggers away. And maybe this is how all men would live if women didn't exist. With sex robots and artificial wombs, that theory will finally be put to the test. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a crypto bro and the rest of his money's in Bitcoin or MicroStrategy. Number three, remember guys, the women have no problem being sexualized as long as they're getting paid for it. Sydney Sweeney dressing up like a dog, I'm predicting, will be a very popular Halloween costume this year. And they will all call it empowerment even though they simultaneously hate Sweeney for looking better than they do. They're just trying to steal her mojo looking like her. Women say they hate being sexualized, but if you're with them and don't sexualize them all the time, they lose their minds. Moving on, Michael B. Jordan is looking for a traditional woman who doesn't use social media. The only place he might be able to find a woman like that is in a lost, uncontacted tribe or in the Amish community. Otherwise, he's out of luck. But if she is Amish, you know she's going to churn his butter real good. Social media has replaced regular socializing, and there's no going back now. He's probably just sick and tired of gold diggers. He probably just wants a woman to like him for him and not because of his fame and status. Number five, here's another story written by a member of the Tiny Hat Mafia about how the secret to a great marriage is to have crushes on other people. Odds are the author could also be cheating on her husband. How about just having feelings for the person you married only? Why would you marry someone if you have eyes for others? Or better yet, don't get married at all. The tiny hats will be pissed off with the Goyim creating artificial wombs and android nannies to eventually raise them. That'll really throw dirt in their matzo ball soup. Up next, Sophie Rain paid only $30 million in tax on her $83 million worth of earnings from Only Fools. That's it. She should have paid 50%. What a world we're living in. Imagine telling people 20 years ago that online prostitutes would be paying more in taxes than the average man makes in his whole lifetime. That's gooner money. And now it's going to be taken by the government and given to Somali refugees and to pay DEI workers. Number seven, here's the shock on this woman's face when she realizes that only 4-6% of airline pilots are women. Does she really want more women to become pilots? Does she want more people to die? But that's a small price to pay for how female pilots land their planes upside down in such creative ways. I don't mind female pilots if they're qualified. But airlines are rushing them in thanks to DEI just so they can have all-women crews. Women already have a hard time driving in two dimensions. Why give them a third one to worry about? Moving on, the BBC somehow gets worse and worse as they have a new comedy show about four Somalis. If you're still paying the government for a TV license in Britain, then you're part of the problem. The season finale shows them achieving their life goal of moving to the United States and starting up their very own learning center. Meanwhile, here's what the show about Somalis in America would look like at the season 2 finale. Now, isn't that so much better? Number 9, what do you think of this double-decker airplane design? Now you're going to pay a grand to have people farting in your face all the way to Europe. But I prefer this because I'd be able to stretch my legs out. The last time I flew to Europe, I had to keep getting up every 40 minutes because the seat was restricting my blood flow to my legs, and it was getting kind of painful. Besides, people on airplanes today are already breathing farts, so it doesn't really matter. Up next, how's this for funny? When Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn Jenner, the popularity of the name Caitlyn crashed. Most of the drop happened in only 1 year. It's probably the same as when Amazon killed the name Alexa. Since women are the ones picking the baby's names, usually because they choose not to pick Caitlyn, that means that they must be transphobic. How will we get them to be more inclusive? They're already going off about how men are toxic. How about their toxicity? Number 11, 40% of Americans have less than $500 saved in cash savings. And most of that money will now go towards higher oil and food prices thanks to the war. But on the bright side, you only need $501 to be in the top 60% of the wealthiest people in America. I know people making more money than me, and they're living paycheck to paycheck for some reason. Most people don't have any earnings problems. They have spending problems. Moving on, Anna Kendrick shared a story about how Katy Perry sexually assaulted her by grabbing her cleavage aggressively. Now it makes sense why Perry's with Trudeau. He's also a sexual deviant and paid off one of his female students after she alleged sexual harassment when he was a teacher. And they found kitty corn on his official prime minister's computer. Who knows what kind of stuff Perry has done to other people? She kissed a girl and that girl didn't seem to like it. Number 13, up until 10 years ago, girls didn't seem to care about a man's height as much as they do today. I never had a single woman ask me how tall I was on dating apps back in 2014 and 15 when I dated last. Only now do they suddenly care. And all of a sudden they want to know how tall you are and how long your schwing-schwang is too. And they aren't shy to ask. I don't think they're asking those things for their own sake, but because they're competing with other women. Up next, will someone please teach Jeets not to grape? One of them is now accused of graping on a flight to Australia from Singapore. His excuse is probably that he just wanted to join the Mile High Club. Some people say that if being pervy, scamming, and pooping in the streets were an Olympic sport, then the Jeets would win the gold medal in all three events. Why is there such a lack of impulse control from people from the subcontinent? Number 15, IQ is the most heritable psychological trait. But if you say it out in public, then they'll call you a racist for some reason. The left believes everyone's mind is blank hardware that can be molded into anything you want it to be. And they're willing to wreck the West, bringing in migrants trying their darndest to get them to assimilate and fit in. It's gonna end in disaster. Only East Asians and Europeans are capable of building and maintaining a complex civilization like we're accustomed to. Moving on, don't you just feel bad for people born in the year 2000? They face the pandemic at their age of enjoyment, and now face AI implementation at the age of employment. Gen Z and Alpha are cooked. Now they're going to have to find alternative ways to get rich as quickly as possible and find a purpose outside of work, because eventually many of the jobs will be gone. As a Gen Xer, I had first mover advantage on the internet, YouTube, and on Bitcoin. There are always opportunities out there. The young should learn how to do AI prompting. Number 17, Deal says that no one wants to live in a diverse neighborhood where the people in it don't share your language, religion, and similar values. Yet people from overseas still try and move into Western neighborhoods because they're generally nicer and more affluent. Eventually, when there are enough migrants, they take over the culture and push their own values as the dominant ones. The only way to escape enrichment in the West is if you can afford to move into neighborhoods migrants are too poor to rent in. Up next, looks like the age of relationships is over, as some dudes get hookups with women, but they don't get those relationships. Why is this happening? This meme seems oddly familiar. That's right, it reminds me of Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, with Jessica Jones, where she meets her maker while choking on her own vomit. And Walt just stood there and watched it all happen, because he needed Jesse to be sober and keep on cooking. Number 19, Namibia says that if Elon Musk wants Starlink to operate in Namibia, then 51% of the company needs to be owned by the Namibians. Yeah, like that's ever going to happen. It's their loss because they're going to fall behind technologically. Besides, how are they supposed to stop satellites? South Africa did the same because they demand that they own Starlink too. Musk is probably laughing inside at their stupidity and how they're self-destructing. Moving on, Lauren Southern is back and claims that she built the Manosphere, and then it tried to destroy her. From where I'm sitting, she threatened to dox and sue me unless I pulled a video about her off the internet. I complied and took the content down, and told everyone, and she didn't like me airing her dirty laundry, and making her look bad. If anything, I contributed to building up the Manosphere much more than her, inspiring dozens of new creators like TFM and Better Bachelor to make content, just to name a few. Yet you don't see me bragging about it like her. Number 21, looks like England has lost its mind by allowing PDF files in prison to record bedtime stories from children from behind bars. I bet you they're gooning while recording those tales just thinking about what they'll do to those poor kids one day. The people approving this should be in jail themselves. What's next that they can allow those kids to come for conjugal visits too, so long as their parents agree to them? Up next, is this fraud or is this sexy? The boobs and face are good, but that gut has got to go. It's the worst kind of a belly. The type that splits down the middle and looks like two burger buns put together. If you look between, that's not lettuce between those buns, but instead it's probably black mold. Actually, maybe I'm wrong and she's just one flapjack short of becoming a pile of pancakes. The butter and syrup are a nice touch though. Number 23, the average office worker drone is only productive for 3 hours out of every 8-hour workday. I guess they're overpaid. If you think this is bad, then the average government worker is probably only productive for less than a half hour each day. It's mostly women working in offices. And if you're too productive, management will just give you more tasks to perform. I've always been an entrepreneur, so I don't have to deal with this sort of insanity. Up next, this is not a testament to how stupid voters are, but actually proof of how out of touch politicians are from reality. They think they can tax the rich and they won't leave. Or that they can freeze rents and not have buildings turn into slums. Or double wages without creating inflation. Or that bringing in more migrants won't raise the crime rates. The only solution is increasing productivity using technology in the private sector. That'll flood the government coffers with more money for social spending programs. Anything other than that is rearranging deck chairs on the financial Titanic. Number 25 and the last one, Joy Reid says that white men can't invent anything. And that black people gave the world country music, hip-hop, jazz, and rock and roll. Maybe she doesn't know that white monks invented modern music and harmonies in the monasteries. It's funny to hear a woman say something like this, especially since she's wearing a white person wig, which might as well be cultural appropriation. Not to mention that none of that music also would have been possible without white men inventing musical instruments too. There would be no jazz music without Adolf Sax inventing that saxophone. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.